In last week's Sedra, the Torah says that you can't bring your sacrifices all over Eretz Yisrael, just the place that God will choose, and l'shichno sidrishu ubasa shama. You should investigate, inquire about where God's shechina is, where his presence is, and go there. Now the Torah never identifies openly Yerushalayim as that place. It always refers to it as the place that God will choose. And until the time of David HaMelech, it was not clear where exactly that place was. There were hints in the Torah that if one wanted to investigate them, then he could ascertain where that place was. However, the Sifri says the following, that the way that Yerushalayim will be identified is through a prophet, as in the end, that's what happened. Gad HaNavi, right, is famous from Tachanun, Vayomer David al Gad. Gad was one of the prophets in the time of David HaMelech, revealed to David where the place God had chosen, where the Beis HaMikdash would be built, on Har HaMoriah in Yerushalayim. So the Medrash says the following, Yachol, that you should just wait till a Navi tells you where it is. Right? So it says, no, l'shichno sidrishu, you should make inquiries, you should investigate. First, you inquire and investigate geographically and halachically. You look into the sources, and you come up with the place through investigation and inquiry. And then the Navi will tell you where it is, which on the surface is very difficult. Because if in the end the Navi is going to tell you where it is, why waste the time inquiring and investigating? Just wait till the Navi tells you. If you're wondering what in the world does this have to do with Elul, I promise you it has a lot to do with Elul, but bear with me, okay? It's not going to become obvious what it has to do with Elul for a little while. Okay, so first, just digest what I'm going to tell you. So there are many approaches of how to explain this medrash. Why it's necessary to make all the inquiries and investigations, learning-wise and geographically, and after you come out with the solution, then the Navi is going to tell you where it is. The first approach is the Sifri Devei Rav. The Sifri Devei Rav says it is impossible for a Navi to tell you where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. Because we learned, and this has a lot to do with what we are discussing, that Lo Bashamayim, Torah is no longer in the heavens, and God gave the Torah into the hands of human beings, and we can only decide Torah issues, halachic issues, by a investigation of Chachamim, not by prophecy. If a prophet comes, we learned this already, and the Rambam says, and says, this is the halacha, I know so because God told me, because I received a prophecy, then he is a false prophet and we execute him. Because Lo Bashamayim, Torah is no longer in the heavens, and God told us the process in this week's Sedra. The process, if you have questions in Torah, you go to the Sanhedrin, and you follow whatever they tell you, not prophetically, but through the process of that God gave us for deciding halacha, for learning Torah. There are specific rules how to do it. And the people who are qualified to do it, they're the ones that tell you, and whatever they tell you, that's what you do. You don't go to a prophet. So therefore, this is a halachic matter. Where is the place for the Beis HaMikdash? Therefore, a prophet can't determine that. You have to determine it according to Torah investigation. So then what do you need the prophet for? The answer is that after you will investigate and follow all of the rules of the Torah and come out with a solution of where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be, God will then send you a prophet to make you feel good to know that you made the right decision, that your heart should not bother you, and the prophet will corroborate what you have discovered. That is what the Sifri Devei Rav says. So the prophet is not the essential thing here. It's your investigation and Torah learning that will make the difference. The prophet is only there to corroborate and make you feel sure of what you derived. The Zera Avram disagrees, so too the Netziv. And they say, no, when do we say this rule that lo bashamayim hi, that the Torah is not decided from heaven anymore, meaning through prophecy? That's where the Torah specifically didn't tell you that something is decided by a prophet. But over here the Torah says, right, El Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place that God will choose. Now how is God going to let you know if he chose it or not? Obviously through prophecy. So here the Torah made an exception. And the Torah itself said, the place that God will choose, that's where you make the Beis HaMikdash. And since we can only know what God chose through a prophet, if he tells us through a prophet, here the Torah made an exception, and here prophecy is significant. So now we're back to the original question. So if in the end the prophet is going to tell you, and the prophet does have the jurisdiction because the Torah gave it to him over here, then why do you have to investigate, right, at all? Why do you have to go into it at all? Just wait for the prophet to tell you. And this argument is really dependent on if we learn from this sentence that God will send you a prophet, right? Makom asher yivchar Hashem, or no. The Torah just tells you, you investigate. The fact that a prophet will tell you, we only learn from after the fact. The fact that God, Hanavi, told David, we see that in the end the prophet said it. But it's not from this sentence. So if the source is this sentence, then this is an exception to the rule. And here God said, you can rely on a prophet. If the source is not from this sentence, it's only from historically what happened, then there is no exception. And therefore this applies like every other place in the Torah. You can't decide halacha according to a prophet. And the prophet is irrelevant when it comes to deciding where the Beis HaMikdash is. And then that's why you need to first investigate and look into it yourself and come to a conclusion, and the prophet is only there to corroborate what you came with your own investigation. Okay. So now we have two different opinions. One opinion is that the prophet is the most significant, and the other that the prophet is not significant at all. It's your investigation that is significant. So if your investigation is significant and the prophet is only there to corroborate it, we have no problem. We understand why you need both. But according to the other opinion, that the prophet is significant, and a prophet can tell you where the Beis HaMikdash is, then why waste your time investigating? That's what we're going to discuss. So the Yerushalmi says the following, that the main determination as to where the Beis HaMikdash will be is determined by halacha, by your investigating and looking into Torah sources and geographic places and coming to the conclusion where it's supposed to be. But there's a problem, says the Yerushalmi. And that is that you may identify the place, but it still may be unfit for making the Beis HaMikdash there. Because the Torah says that the idol worshippers utilized almost every mountain in Eretz Israel to make their idolatry. And a place where there was idolatry is not fit for the Beis HaMikdash. So how do I know that the idol worshippers never worshipped idolatry on the Har HaBayis, on the Temple Mount? For that you need a prophet. And for that the prophet is reliable. Because the prophet's not telling you halacha. He's only telling you that prophetically he sees that they never worshipped idol worship here. And just like a one witness is believed to tell you the metzias, to tell you facts, if this meets kosher or not kosher, right? If this thing is tameh or tar, one witness is believed, a prophet's also believed to say, I know prophetically they never served idolatry here. It's fit for building the Beis HaMikdash. So you determine where the Beis HaMikdash is on your own, and then the prophet comes and tells you that it's fit for that, it's the right place, that you determine. But that that right place never had idolatry served on it, for that you need a prophet. That's Yerushalmi. The Malbim, and now we're getting closer to what I really want to speak about, the Malbim says another idea. The Malbim says that God will not inform a prophet. In the end, the prophet's going to have to tell you. But God will not inform the prophet what to tell you until you make your investigation, until you look into it. You have to take the first step. You have to look in to where the place is. You have to come with your conclusion. And then God will inform the prophet to go and tell you that you made the right determination. But the prophet will not be able to tell you anything until after you make that determination on your own. Now why? What's the idea behind that? I was thinking that there's a question, and we've discussed this in the past. God's presence is everywhere. Does it mean where? The place where God chose to make his presence felt. That means that God's presence is only in the Makom HaMikdash. Molei Chol Haaretz Kevodo. God's presence is everywhere. So what's special about the Makom HaMikdash? So many commentaries say that it's not that God's presence is in one place more than another place, but it's felt more by us in that place. God's presence is equally everywhere in the world, but there are places where you can feel it more. And Eretz Yisrael is a place where you can feel God's presence more than the rest of the world. Yerushalayim is a place where you can feel it even more than that. And the Makom HaMikdash is a place where you can feel it the most. And in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even more. So it's not so much where God's presence is, it's where God's presence is that we can feel it, that it makes an impression on us. And therefore, a prophet coming and telling you, this is where it is to a certain degree not enough. Because you have to feel it. The whole purpose is that you should experience it. So therefore, you have to make all the investigation and look into it or whatever, so it'll make an impression that when the prophet tells you where it is, it'll make an impression on you. Because if you don't put in the effort or whatever, it's not going to make an impression, and then it's going to be for naught. It's going to be worthless. And in fact, the Ramban says it's not just a one-time thing, that you make the investigation or whatever, and then you've come to the determination, and then the prophet will tell you. It's an ongoing thing. Whenever you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you should make this investigation. You should say, when you come, where is the way? How do we get to the place where God chose? That's called the Shichno Sidrashu. You should investigate and seek out where God's Shechina is, even though it's already known. But you have to seek it out. You have to ask, where is it? How do we get there? Because ultimately when you get there, if it makes an impression or not depends on you, it doesn't depend on God. God's everywhere. But this is the place that if you want to feel it, you'll be able to feel it more. And therefore the Shem Yishmuel says very succinctly, he says, Lefi kamus hadrisha yeh hametziah. The more you inquire and investigate, that's the more that you'll find. You have to put in the effort of inquiring and investigating, and then, according to how much effort you put in, that's how much you'll find God's presence there. The Shichno Sidrashu, you put in the effort, you make the inquiry, and then you'll find that God's presence is there, because then you'll be sensitive to it and you'll be ready to feel it. And therefore the Ksav Sofer says a similar idea. The Ksav Sofer says a similar idea that if you make all the inquiries and all the investigations and you really toil and work and put in the effort of trying to find the place, then God will give you siyata dishmaya. Then God will give you heavenly assistance, and you definitely will ascertain where it is, and you'll get there. Uvasa shama. Habol etayer, a person who wants to become pure, Messiah, he's helped. But if you don't put in the effort, you don't get any help. So you have to put in the effort. In the end, the Navi is going to tell you. In the end, you're going to find the place where God's presence is anyway. But it's not going to make an impression on you unless you put in the effort first. That's the whole idea of Yogati Umatsasi. I put in the effort and I found. If you find it, it's not a result of your effort. It's there. It was always there. You just happened to find it. But unless you put in the effort, you're not going to find it. And as the Shem Yishmuel says, according to the degree of the effort that you put in, that's how much you're going to find. That's how much it's going to make an impression on you. I was thinking, just to make this a little bit clearer, and then we will see what this has to do with Elul in about 5 minutes. So if you're perplexed, hold off. It's 5 more minutes. Just to make this idea clearer, what the idea of drush, drisha, investigating, inquiring. There are 4 aspects to Torah learning. There's the pshat, the remez, the drash, and the sod. Pshat is what is obvious. It's there. You don't have to seek it out. You don't have to inquire. It's clear both from our side and from God's side equally. Just look at it, right? It's there. That's pshat. Remez is a hint. God initiates the hint. God gives you a hint. He hints something to you. Now you're supposed to take up and understand what the hint is. So remez, God starts off and you complete. That's remez. Then there's drash. Drash is just the opposite. Drash is, it's there, but it's obscure. You have to fish it out. So there you make the drisha. You investigate, you inquire with the rules the Torah gave you, and you'll discover what was there from the beginning. It's all there. That's drash. Drash is we initiate, and then we discover what was there to begin with, but was hidden from view because you had to really inquire and investigate to get it. That's drash. And sod is where it's totally from God's side. Sod is Kabbalah. Kabbalah means that it's a Mesorah, it's a tradition. It's not something you can get on your own. It's not something that God hints to you. It's something you get tradition from somebody who got it from somebody all the way back to when the Torah was given. That's the sod, the secrets of the Torah, the very hidden parts. There you don't initiate, God doesn't initiate, God does everything. He gives it to you. He transmits it to you through someone who received it from someone who received it all the way back from Moshe and Har Sinai. That's the sod. And therefore we find this concept of drash, right, in a few places. You lose an article. Somebody finds a lost article. So you're supposed to hold on to it, adro shachicha oso, until the person who owned it comes to investigate, right, and to inquire about it. It's always there, except he didn't know. So he had to make the investigations and the inquiry to uncover what was there. Another place we find this is by Rivka. Vatelech lidroshes Hashem. She had a very difficult pregnancy. She had these, what she thought was one kid, constantly, kicking her from the inside, right, trying to get out, and she didn't know what was going on. What was there was there. She had to make the investigation, the inquiry, to find out. She wasn't discovering something new. That's why there's an argument in the Gemara whether most of the Torah is written or most of the Torah is oral. Now, if you ever looked at a Chumash and saw its size, and you looked at the size of Talmud Bavli, it would seem obvious that most of it's oral. But the argument, I once saw somebody explain it in the following way. Really, everything that we darshan, the drash, yud gimel mido sha Torah nidreshes b'hem, the 13 principles from which you darshan the Torah, you look into, inquire, seek out what's there, right, really is there to begin with. It's all inherent in what's written. You just have to look into it. So really, it's written. Everything that's in the Gemara is really written. It's just that you have to look into it to be able to see it. So therefore it's possible it's all considered written. Or no, since the process is oral, maybe that's considered oral. That's the question. But drash means it's all there. You just have to uncover it. You have to, through your inquiry, through your investigation, you uncover what is there. Okay, now the punchline. If you haven't figured out yet what this has to do with Elul, let me tell you another pasuk. Dirshu Hashem behi matzao. Seek out God when he is to be found. Now, without everything we said until now, there's a tremendous question there. If God is found, why do you have to seek him out? He's there. So what's this seeking out God when he can be found? And that, the Gemara says, according to one opinion, refers to the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, God is to be found. He's much closer to us. He's here. So if that's the case, he's here, then what's Dirshu? Why do you have to seek him out? What's the investigation? He's there. The exact same question we had when we started. If God's presence is there and a prophet's going to tell you, why do you need to seek it out? So the answers are all the same answers applied to how you seek out God if he's there anyway. First of all, tshuva is something that is lo bashamayim. That same sentence that says lo bashamayim is learned to apply to Torah as well to tshuva. Tshuva is not something that God can make you do. It's something you have to do on your own. Just like Torah is not something that God can tell you anymore. You have to investigate and come to it on your own. So therefore, even though God is there, he's not going to make you repent. You have to first dirshu. You make the effort. You seek him out. You do everything in your power. And then, habolatayr, messiah-in-law. Person who comes to purify gets help. So dirshu Hashem, you first have to seek him out. And then be mutter, then you'll find that he's there. And that's what Elul is all about. Ani ledodi, the dodi li. You first have to make the first step. You have to approach God before dodi li, before you find out that he's there. Because God's presence is everywhere, like the Beis HaMikdash. But you have to feel it. You have to investigate. You have to seek it out. Same thing over here. God's there for you between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But if you don't feel it, it's not that God is sometimes closer to us. He's always there. But between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you could feel it more. But if you don't seek it out, you don't investigate, you don't make the first step, you'll never feel anything. The Aseres Yemei Tshuva will be irrelevant to you. And also, if you make all the effort, then God will acquiesce and he will meet you halfway and he'll make you feel that you've accomplished something. You'll be able to feel during Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur that you were successful. Just like the prophet will tell you that what you accomplished on your own is right. It'll make you feel good, take away your doubts. So too, if you put in the effort during Elul and during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, God will make you feel from the heavens on Yom Kippur that you were successful. Let you feel it. Let you feel that you were successful. And just like we said, that if you make all the investigation and determine the place, then the prophet will come and say that if that's the place, there's nothing preventing it from being used as the place, because nobody served idolatry there. The prophet will come and take away any deterrence for that place being the place. You determine where the place is. The prophet will just tell you there's no deterrence. Similarly, you make the effort to repent, and God will take away all the deterrence that sometimes deter people from repenting. You have to make the effort, but God will take away the obstacles. He'll take away the deterrence. And therefore, we can say the same thing here that the Shemi Shmuel says over there. Unless this is a symphony, you're going to have to change the beat because I can't keep up with it. Something a little slower. The same thing the Shemi Shmuel says concerning the Beis HaMikdash, we can say concerning tshuva. Lefi hadrisha kach hamitziah. Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo. You want to know how much God will be found for you between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The amount that God will be found for you between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is how much you put in the investigation and the seeking out before. As much as you put in effort during Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that's how much God will be found for you, culminating on Yom Kippur. And again, that's why Elul is on Nila Dodi, the Dodi Li. First, you have to seek out God, and then you'll find that He's there. So that's the avoda of Elul, and that's why we blow shofar to wake us up, because we have to be awakened before we get to Yom Kippur, because we're going to have to. What we do, our seeking out, our investigation, is what is really makes the difference. And that's why Elul, the word Elul, means to seek out, to spy. It says the Aturu Es Haaretz, the spies were sent to seek out the land, spy the land. The Targum for V'yasuru is V'ya'alalum, Elul. So this is what this month is all about. You make the investigations, you seek out the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and then by the time Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes, you'll find that God's there. But if you don't make the investigation and seek it out, God's presence could be in every place, but you won't feel it unless you make the effort first. That's why in last week's Sedra, it says, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Bracho Klala. See over here means think, and it's in the singular. And then it says, I'm giving before you in the plural, Lefneichem Bracho Klala. God gives the Bracho and Klala equally to everybody, but not everybody is affected by it. Not everybody is inspired. Not everybody sees the bracha, sees the klala, and takes the obvious lesson from it. Only individuals do. Which individuals? The one that put in the effort to think. Re'eh, if you think, then you personally will see what everybody else should see, but if they don't think, they won't see it. You'll see there's a bracha and klala, and you'll know to pick the bracha, not the klala. But the bracha and klala is equally in front of everybody. But unless you put in the effort, you're not going to see it. So it's dependent on each individual, whether he sees or not, whether he's going to be affected and inspired by the bracha and klala that equally applies to everybody. And lastly, says Lagave Eretz Yisrael, the same thing. That once we're in Galus, there's a mitzvah to seek out Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the rabbis made mitzvahs to remember what Eretz Yisrael was like before the Churban. We have a mitzvah of Lulav all 7 days, because Zecher LeMikdash, the mitzvah of Lulav is only the first day outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's only 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. We take Lulav all 7 days in order to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Only the first day is from the Torah, outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the rabbis learned it from a sentence. Tzion hi doresh ein la. This is Tzion. This is the place that is mitsuyan, that is perfect and distinguished. Right? Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash at the head. And doresh ein la. If nobody's seeking it out, then it's never going to be reclaimed. If you want to reclaim it, seek it out. You put in your effort, and then you'll find that the Rabbanu Shel Olam will be back. And that's what the Sfas Emes says, the Shichno Sidrishu. You seek out the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and you correct them, and then Ubas HaShama, then for sure you'll be able to go back. But first you have to make the investigation, you have to seek out how to correct what's lost. Tzioni, it's there, never was lost. Except we don't feel it. We're in Galus. The Shechinah is in Galus. Not because God left, because we left. And therefore, if you make the Drisha and you seek it out, then you'll find it. Same thing with Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Yom Kippur is a tremendous opportunity. So is Rosh Hashanah and the days in between. But unless you first Girshu, you seek it out, you investigate, then you're not going to find anything. If you put in the effort, and that's what Elul is all about. 30 days of preparation to put in the effort, then Dirshu Hashem, then Behimotso, then you'll find him. But otherwise, he won't be found to you. He's findable. But if you don't put in the effort to find him, you won't find him. He'll be found by other people. He's there. You just have to uncover him. He's there during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva where you could feel his presence greater. But you have to put in the effort in order to be able to do that, just like you have to put in the effort to find where the Shechina is before the Navi comes and tells you that that's where it is. Because the Navi can tell you 1,000 times, but if you don't feel it and you don't put in the effort, it's useless, worthless, and irrelevant to you. That's the connection between Elul and this halacha of the Shechna Sidrishu Ubasa Shamsa.